Greetings and salutations. This is DJ Kevin Stew inviting you to bubble up and simmer down with me in the Saturday Stew right here on Reggae Global Radio. Get ready for the special segment called The Secret Ingredient, where you may hear from your favorite artist or producer. Saturday Stew happens every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time exclusively on ReggaeGlobalRadio.com, where we get high on reggae.
For those of you who don't know what pre-life is, let me give you a heads up how the pre-life thing goes. So Red Fox does a thing that he calls pre-life, where he looks at life and things happening in life, and he talks about it and puts it to a little bit of music. So it's a little bit of DJing, it's a little bit of talking, it's like dub poetry, but at the end of the day, it's pre-life. And what we're going to do just before we get to our secret ingredient, we're going to jump in and check out pre-life for today. Ready? All right. Let me give you the promo for pre-life so you get a little bit of a gist of it.
Yes, my people. Check out I Red Funks on Reggae Global Radio every Saturday at 8 p.m., with Kev Stew, where I'll give you a pre-life. Brand new! Good for you! Kick me like a ball if you don't see a dance on. Hear that?
More than a come full. Make it spill. Overfill. Yo, Kevin Stew. Red Fox? Pre-life for now. Created everyone, scholars and intellects, prophets, magicians, scientists, architects, living every man real life, God in flesh. Be a champion, I don't you ever jealous. Step up in the Gideon and let them know you are the best. We be the thick, the strong, and we don't know fear, no matter fret. Take it thick every second, life precious, don't it? Don't choke around because you can't blow a breath. Just believe in yourself, me, I beg you, don't let nobody put you down, bow down to no threat. Stand firm, punch your ground like so you own it. Words, power, and sound, speak out, sound it. You can be what you wanna, just think about it. Good works made by your people, I'm solid. Like a blazing fire, them can't out it. Glory to the Messiah who told me don't quit. I shall not retire, I'm feeling so fit. Higher than higher, jump up and don't slip. Parasites, vampire, God take your own bit. The devil is a liar, you can't go around it. Pre-life! Say that.
See there, it named pre-life. Up full, get your cup full. And coming up next, listen, so pre-life happens every Saturday. And we get to hear what Red Fox has in mind, what Red Fox has in store. And that's what pre-life is. Now, after pre-life comes the segment that a bunch of people look forward to because it spice up Saturday Stew. And waiting in the wings right now is my secret ingredient. And I can tell you why my secret ingredient look. Boy, she does look. Oh, so I kind of give it away that is a she. All right. listen.
I ain't gonna do the shades.
You say, you're not doing the shades? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me give him the shades. Let me give him the shades. I'm like, I always give him the shades.
No, no, the shades. No, the shades. No, the shades. Let the people see your face and your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. without further ado, I present to you the secret ingredient for the day. Are you ready? Or the soca song, are you ready? There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who know her, it's Empress Unique. Yep. Anyway, what my applause there? Welcome to the people. I don't understand. Where are they? Oh. Empress Unique, how you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored, if I should say.
Jeez, it's been a while coming, but it nothing happened before time.
Yeah.
Good to have you, man. How you been? How you been?
Listen, I've been pretty good, I must say, with all that's happening. I'm pretty good. I'm good.
Mm. Nice. You know, it's a real pleasure to have you on. And so those that don't know who Unique is, they get the opportunity to learn a little bit about you today. And and I get to learn something new, if there is something new.
What's
for me
that?
To learn. I don't know yet.
What is that?
I don't know yet. Something new about you. I don't know what that yeah, thing is
always
yet.
Something new about me.
But I'm waiting to find out.
You want me to tell you?
So we're going to find out. So we're going to start with who Unique is and what got you started in the music business.
What got me started in the music business? Oh, well, I basically started singing at the tender age of eight.
Eight?
Yes. I was discovered by Miss Myers. I was in elementary school, PS 134. That's in Hollis, Queens, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it started from then. I started in the school choirs, and she saw something in me. And then I went on to junior high school, and I had Miss Ganey and Miss Frazier that really drove the hammer in me with vocal wise. And I continued from there into the performing arts program to Bayside High School.
Okay.
And I went on, and it went on to the New York City Choir, and so on and so on. And here I am in South Florida. I'm making it short.
That no make it.
It don't make it?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, however, yeah, it started then. And then I arrived to Florida. Upon arriving to Florida, I was discovered by two individuals, Cecil from Swahili Band and Glenn from Love Connection Band. So they kind of showed me and pulled me along the way with the live music and the reggae, because I wasn't really exposed to reggae music. So when I got a taste of reggae music, it's like girl went wild.
So when you started off in, you said in New York.
Yes.
In public school, which one?
PS
134. 134 for the New Yorkers.
Yes, that's in Hollis, Queens.
For the New Yorkers out of Queens, big up Queens.
Big up.
You started doing what kind of music? So what kind of, because you say you were introduced to reggae when you came to South Florida.
The first I heard reggae music was like at a party. And nope, I'm lying. I went into a restaurant. I was maybe about 17, 18.
Yeah.
And I went into a Jamaican restaurant. They had a jukebox. And it was on Farmers Boulevard. And I put a coin in the jukebox and just randomly, and honey, that reggae music stuff, that's all they had loaded in it.
It hit you.
It hit me, and I felt no kind of pain. Yeah.
So, all right. You didn't have reggae music in your house?
No, I did not. To be honest with you, my mom is from Jamaica. And no, I did not know of a reggae artist. I knew all the R&B, soul, all that good stuff, which I love.
Yeah.
You know, the Gladys, the Aretha, the all of that stuff, the all the groups that you, they were all like Commodores and, you know?
Yeah.
I grew up listening to those. That's what I really knew. Gregory Abbott was like my mom's favorite, so I knew his song from back to front. I was like, every day we was hearing Gregory Abbott. Sister Sledge, A Point of Sisters. Yeah.
So, all right. With it kind of sound like punishment to have a parent from Jamaica and not have reggae music.
Listen, after discovering it, yeah. I felt the same way. It was a punishment.
What did you do to deserve this punishment?
I don't know. I didn't know because, I was in Jamaica as a baby. I was in Jamaica from I was like 6 months until I was 8 years old with my auntie, which I call my mama.
Okay.
And when I left Jamaica at 8 years old, I didn't know nothing about no dance. And my auntie was a Christian. So all I heard really at her house was gospel.
All right.
So I never had the exposure to reggae music until, like I said, I was about 17, 18.
All right, so here you are now. You play the music out the jukebox. What was the first tune you heard? You remember?
I'm gonna tell you. Wait. I because it was one of my favorite song. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna tell you. It's gonna come back to me because I broke out. I did broke out on it.
No.
Admiral Bailey. It was an Admiral Bailey.
Jump up.
Oh my God! It was a song back in the days.
Jump up.
Was it Jump Up? Sit down on it. You done with it. Did you slide down?
You can't take it. You don't love it. Yeah.
That'll go get you lately.
Yeah.
Jump Up.
Yes.
And honey.
Yes. Story come to mom.
Yeah, you bringing back memories now. Don't have me broken out.
Story come to mom. I know. All right. So, here it is. Empress Unique going to the people in establishment and put money in the jukebox and Jump Up start to play. So, wait, how is it that you broke out and you weren't exposed to reggae music? What kind of broken out are you doing?
Let me tell you what it was. Dancing was always my thing. I love music, basically almost any kind of music, but my sister and I, we danced all the time at home. So once you hear, if you knock two sticks together, we can make a dance move off of it.
You carried the people praise dance into the establishment. Go jump up. I don't understand. You grew up listening to all the gospel music. All you know about is praise dance. Are you going to carry that to the people in the establishment? I talk about your broccoli.
Guess what? You work with what you have. And then I watched other, older ladies and guys and watched them, the movements. Yes. I love the moves. And I'm like, so every day now I was at this spot listening to the jukebox. That was like my nightclub,
Right.
And people used to hang out there, and that became a little spot. So I'm like, I was in there. Then it got to the point I didn't need to put coins in because everybody is playing. And then sometimes they had it on rotation. So that was my spot.
So now you're 18, 19 thereabouts. So you're grown. You're a big girl now.
Yeah.
Nobody can talk to you. You're a big girl. All right. Now you moved down to Florida.
Yes, I came down to Florida. I was down here a couple years. And then I met some friends and we started going out. They invited me to a party one night in Melrose, at Melrose Park Community Center, to be exact. And like I said, dancing was my thing. So I'm in there having a good time dancing, mm-hmm. and now I'm immune to reggae music, and there was a Barris Hammond playing, and
yeah.
I'm singing, and I'm doing the thing. And while I was singing, Cecil from Swahili, I think he was there dancing, and I was dancing right in, we were dancing together.
Mm-hmm.
And he says,
when you say he heard me singing, together.
And he was like, oh, you could sing? I said, I don't know. So he told me he'd have a little spot on Sunday evenings that he plays a live band. And he said he would like to debut me. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to sing?
Mm.
And we spoke after that night. And I ended up going to this spot. It was on 19 and 31st. Rap City was the name of it. That was okay. like the spot back in the days on Sunday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there one night. He debuted me, and I had a little song list because now I'm listening to reggae, and I was, you know, the songs that I liked,
right, right,
and that I feel I could manage. I went up in there, and it went off from there. And then Glenn came along, Love Connection.
Mm-hmm.
He came along, and then he had me singing with his band, and it went on until I formed my own band.
Ooh, look at you!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I formed No Apology Band, which I managed and ran for over 15 years.
So wait. You managed and ran mm-hmm. your own band.
And I was the lead singer.
So where did you get this idea that you could manage a band?
I'm just that chick. I don't know, like stuff come to my mind, and if I, you know, you put your mind to things, and I was just so in love with the music. Like I always loved music from right. like I'm a little child growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And with me working with the bands and, you know, getting the feel of the live music, right. I started really gravitate into that live music. It does something when you're in front of the drum and the bass and
mm-hmm.
the keyboard and the guitars, and oh yes. my God, it just give you this feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So working with them,
mm-hmm.
I felt that, hey, it would be like, let me give you an example. You're living with your sister or your brother, right?
Yeah.
And you're living in their nice home, mm-hmm. and you're growing, and it's nice, it's comfortable, they treat you well. But you're like, well, heck, I want to see what it feels like to own my own home.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's basically what it was. And I came together with some brilliant musicians. One of them ended up being my daughter's father. Further on down the line. But
yes. See,
yeah,
the things that music,
make happen in 15 plus years.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it was bad. It really carved me and groomed me into whom I am.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like I was in boot camp training because I did not have all the experience that I have today.
Right.
15, 20 years back. So I give thanks to Swahili Band, mm-hmm. Cecil, and I give thanks to Love Connection, and I definitely thank No Apology because they've created a monster.
Mm. Melly in the Reggae Global chat says, yes, girl, that's it. Yes.
Hey, hon. Yeah, so, you know, that's what it is. It's not a fairy tale. Empress Unique story is not a fairy tale. It's real life. And whatever you ask me, whatever the questions may be, which I don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know either.
I can only give you the reality. That's it.
So
I'm not ashamed of anything that I've done throughout my career or my life. If it didn't work for me, mm-hmm. it taught me something.
Nice. Yes. And you know, that is kind of what you'd want to recognize about your life. You know, you do something, mm-hmm. if it doesn't work, learn something from it. Don't
yeah.
sit there
if
and pine it and regret
from it. Then that's a problem.
There you go. Your experiences are there to teach you as you go along.
Yes.
So here it is. You went and decided that I'm going to manage a band.
Mm-hmm.
And sing.
Mm-hmm.
In this genre that you fell in love with a few years prior. Because this was the thing that was missing from your life. It's like and not everybody has yet made the connection with the cannabinoid receptors and then having some cannabis product in their bodies and feeling that refreshed feeling. They haven't had it yet. And I'm not saying that everybody should go and have it, but, you know, a little bit of medicine. So it's like probably like getting vitamins for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're energized.
Energized.
So you went and got energized. You got the taste of the reggae music and you got energized.
Yes.
And so now you're fully immersed in it here in South Florida. You've built your family, started your family on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you sat there and you said, okay, this is it for me, or you said, what next? Here's what I'm going to do next. How did it go next for you? Because you've been singing, you've been really singing and recording for how long now?
Oh.
Yes, call it out.
Mm-hmm. I've been singing.
Let's expose
for
it.
Mm-hmm. Long.
I said recording. I said recording. You can't leave out the recording. You started singing back in eighth grade, was it? 8 years old.
8 years old.
You're singing from your 8 years old, but recording.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to the recording. Yes.
I would say I've been recording now. Formed No Apology. So we're looking at now maybe 20 something years. Yep.
You say how much?
20-something years.
You've been recording for 20-plus years?
Yes.
You, Empress Unique.
Me.
You.
Yeah. This chick right here.
So you started recording when you were 10? Because you don't look more than 35.
You're trying to figure out something.
But you don't look more than 35, Unique. You don't look more than 35, so all the things...
Listen, honey, that will get you everywhere.
For those that are listening and you're not watching, go to Reggae Global Radio, scroll down to the new and improved Reggae Global TV, click on the play button and you will see what I'm talking about. Because it really...
Yeah, well, thank you very much. But I do have my eldest child would have been 32.
Mm.
Okay. So I can't be 30.
You start...
My middle child is 30.
Sure, you start have them from your 15. Go on, Yoni. Go on, Yoni. Can't go out with things. When you're about 5, you get pregnant the first time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I must say, yes, you do carry it well. You do carry it well, Unique.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So, you started recording some about 20 years now. And
yes,
what were some of the challenges that you faced? What were some of the things that you saw as you decided that you'd get into one, the live music industry, and two, the recording industry? Because the two are not quite the same, are they?
No, they are not. I didn't really grasp to the recording so smoothly.
Mm.
Because I like to brook out. Oh gosh.
Yes, you did. Oh.
So no, really. When you're recording in the studio, you're more confined.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of you have to go by the book, you know. But when you're on stage live,
yes.
Oh God, darn it, you're free as a bird.
Right.
Sky's the limit.
Yes.
You could take it anywhere you want to, as long as your musicians are on point.
Mm.
Because if you want to take it there and they can't go there, you're going to have a problem.
True. True. So you found then that recording was quite a challenge.
In the beginning, it was quite a challenge for me. Mm. Honestly speaking, it was. In the beginning, I find my strength, and even now, as much as I've grown into it and understand it more, and I could handle it now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to give me a choice, if I was able to go on stage and record for me being live, I would prefer to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. I would say my strength is more when I'm live on stage. Not that I don't do well recording,
mm-hmm.
but I can't go to the place where the music takes me when I'm performing live. I lose myself in the music performing live. The music takes me to a different place.
Right. I get it. I know what you mean.
So I would hear people say, like, they take certain substance and they get this feeling.
Yes,
the music is what gives me that feeling. And the feeling it gives me is like I block the world out and it's like I'm in musical heaven. That's the only way I could describe it.
Yes, you get transcended to that musical place.
Yes, yes.
You know, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. As a musician, I can relate.
Yes.
Now, with getting into the studio, can't you then just prepare yourself to say, all right, I am imagining this audience, I'm imagining this crowd, I'm imagining these musicians, mm-hmm. although it is a recording. Don't you take yourself there and
listen,
bring out?
Of course, like I said, over the years, now that I've grown and I have it under control.
Got you.
I wouldn't say take myself to the place where I'm live. What I do when I'm in the recording studio, I set a mood. Mm. Depends on what I'm recording.
Right.
I have to set the mood and I have to put myself in that place. Right now, I become that actress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to set that pace. Just like you're saying, imagine that it's happening and it gives you that feel and you're able to deliver it.
Mm.
Yes. I can't have you to believe what I'm saying if I don't believe what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't understand that in the music.
That's right. They're unique. Yes.
Yeah. So that is why when anything I'm doing, it's like you have to be the first believer. If I'm singing to you and mm-hmm. I want you to believe what I'm saying and where I'm coming from, and I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not reaching you.
Yes.
So my job is to make you a believer, but I have to first believe what I'm singing to you.
Yes. Is there anyone, or has there been anyone that, as you are coming into the music industry, performing or recording, that you said, boy, you know, I would love to be, if not with that artist on stage, on the same stage as that artist?
Several.
Have you gotten the opportunity to do it with any of them?
One or two.
Tell us about those.
And the list is so long.
You said one or two, so it's a long list. But I understand.
But I've done it with a few. Frankie was one. Frankie Paul, may his soul mm-hmm. rest in peace. I've always admired his vocal ability, his artistry. Frankie was, I called him, my name I gave him was the human radio.
Mm.
It's like you just turn a knob and he went.
Yeah.
vocals was never tired. He was always on point. And he could stand on the stage for 2-3 hours nonstop.
And deliver, yes.
Yes. And I worked with Frankie in the past, and I was doing background vocals for him. And everybody know Unique always, you know, when I'm on stage, I'm in the highest heels, and I'm, because that's where I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, Frankie had me to come out my shoes because he was up there that long.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the toes started feeling numb. So that's a grand opportunity. I've worked, Admiral Tibbet was one that I truly admire. And not only that, I got a chance to work with him and I developed a great friendship.
Yes.
Pat Kelly, I always looked at like he was that father. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, he treated me as if I was his daughter.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was Glenn Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Leroy Sibbles. That's my long lost daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we develop a relationship. Pam Hall, that's like mama.
Yes.
I always loved and admired her. Got the opportunity. And believe me, she just was so humble, so sweet. She's like a mom. She'll call and check in on daughter at times.
Nice.
And we have that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long list. It's so many. I don't want to just pick, but I've had the opportunity to work with some great ones, and there's some, the list is still long, some that I haven't gotten the opportunity yet.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten the opportunity to work with as of yet.
What about producers? Are there any producers that you've said, boy, you know, I'd love to work with this producer, and got a phone call, hey, Unique, you know, I have something that I want to try out. Have you ever had any of those producers?
Yes. First on my list was Hopeton. Hopeton Lindo.
Mm.
There's a story behind Hopeton Lindo, because I've admired Hopeton. He was also an artist that I had the opportunity to work alongside. But Hopeton, I've admired over the years.
Mm-hmm.
The way he conduct himself as an artist. And like I told him, I took pages from his book of how to conduct myself and present myself as an artist.
Yes.
One of the things that I told him I love with him, he didn't force himself into everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you don't see Hopeton at every pan that knocks.
Right.
And that I took. And I learned from him. But when I heard about Hopeton, I was told that, hey, Hopeton don't mess with small fries. And I was just like, I would like for this man to write a song for me.
Right.
And I didn't know how to approach him, because from what I was told, he wasn't approachable.
Mm-hmm.
So that there, I didn't. Mr. Hopeton Lindo came through for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I had to share with him that, listen, the person that I heard about wasn't the person who he was when I met him, and we were able to speak on the phone and started corresponding, and he ended up writing a song for me, and I'm like, you wrote a song for me?
Which one did he write for you?
Hopeton wrote A Man Like You.
Okay.
Yeah. A Man Like You.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes.
And I call that song the men anthem. Because usually there's music that, you know, men are being bashed and, you know, y'all get beaten down real bad. Like, so that was like, that's the anthem. Like, usually when I perform this, I think I get the biggest applause from the men. It's like a pull up.
Yes. It's a really lovely tune. It's
yeah, so yeah, really. Hopeton, and I mean, even Mikey Shine is another great producer,
mm-hmm.
songwriter, working class music.
Mm-hmm.
as much as Virgo was my engineer for many years.
Yeah.
When he came to me to ask me to work for him and for him to produce mm-hmm. me, that also was grand because I know that Virgo was up and up. Virgo's working with Burning Spears, the Marleys, Morgan Heritage. And yep. I'm like, well, what the heck? You yep. want to work with me?
Yeah.
But the thing was that when I was with my band, Virgo was our engineer. And right. he watched me over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Then he made the decision that, hey, I want to produce you.
Yeah.
So I've had a few. And I'm waiting on a few more.
Nice. You write some of your own lyrics, don't you?
Majority.
What was the last track you wrote?
The last track I wrote was my latest release, my hit single, What You Gonna Do.
What you gonna do? So, and now tell us a little bit about that.
I'm glad you asked that question, because that bring me into the grand producer, Miss Joanna Marie.
The shot boss herself.
Oh my God, boss lady. That little lady there, now there's a history behind her too, but we're going to let that go right now. So, but we crossed that bridge too, because, you know, some stuff like, hey, I wasn't in her camp.
Mm.
So when she reached out and, you know, asked me, hey, you want to put something on this rhythm? We're doing a project. I told her, I was like, huh? Me? You want? Okay, so immediately I reached out to management and I'm like, Joanna want me to put something on this rhythm. She sure it's me she want to put it, you know, so that was a wild moment. And I was truly honored to be chosen.
Mm.
You know, and when I got the rhythm,
yeah,
I was like, okay, think I bit off more than I could chew.
You get that challenge.
I'm listening. I'm like, oh boy. Because you got to understand now, when a producer reach out to you the first time.
Yeah.
You don't want to come sorry now when you're returning the material.
Mm, yes.
You have to make an impression. So that first impression will take you on to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I program my mind.
Right.
Whatever it is that I do. The first impression. You don't get a second chance for the first impression. That's I learned right. that in at a very early age.
Right.
So I put the pencil to the paper. I got into my studio. I went to humming and groaning and doing all different kind of sounds and playing with different melodies. And we came up with What You Gonna Do.
Nice. Listen. There is so much more to Ebra's unique that we could get into tonight. But the secret ingredient is just to give you a taste. So, for the people that want to get in touch with you, to link with you and say, well, unique, tell me about this. Unique, tell me about that. Tell me about, how can people reach you?
Empress Unique. Unique is spelled U-N-E-E-K. Empress E-M. P-R-E-S-S-U-N-E-E-K. That's Empress Unique. If you Google, that's Empress Unique. If you go on Facebook, it's the Empress Unique.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send me an email, it's EmpressUnique@gmail.com. It's very simple. Just Empress Unique.
Melly in the chat room says, wow, I love her so much more right now.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You see, you've been doing your thing, you know, and people have been noticing you doing your thing, but you don't realize that people notice you doing your thing. And people in the secret love you.
We have to always be at our best because we never know who is watching.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And clearly, you only have good foot. So whichever foot you put, apparently is the good foot, because when you step out, apparently you just step out wicked.
Because... I try. We gotta give the praises to the Most High, though. Because
yes,
he gives me the strength. Because you gotta understand, in this music industry, as a female,
mm-hmm,
the struggle is real.
Yes.
And you get, it's a tug of war on both sides. Because believe it or not, I don't really get a fight from the men.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like in the music industry, it's a struggle me being a woman and trying to get through this battle here, but then it's a tug of war. So I just got to stay prayed up. I stay focused. Like I said, I work on me mentally, emotionally.
Yes.
I dissect me. I take care of me. I have to fix me because I can't fix what's around me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the place where I find myself now, and it's working for me. So this unit that they got coming 2021 and onwards, you thought you didn't like that old unique. Well, God darn it.
Mm.
You might as well retire, because you definitely going to have your feelings hurt.
Yes. Bring it.
Because when you're in that place,
yes,
it gives you a different kind of confidence. And you also learn how to deal with life in a different way.
Yes, yes.
So,
Mel says you were her very first customer. Blame it on my roots. You were her very first customer. So
yes, yes.
There's a whole lot.
She's been around a very long time, so she knows. Like I said, Empress Unique, I have a story, and like you said, it will take hours and hours.
Yeah.
For this story, but people that has been around, like John T, Melissa Lady Song, TC Flex, mm-hmm, it's so many for me. I'm talking years back,
yes,
that knows the story, because there's a story. And yeah, I tell folks, you know, you can't really judge people not until you're taking a step in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And my shoes is not an easy shoes to walk in.
Boy, them heels, I look kind of high, for real.
I got to stay up there. But yeah, let Melly know that my aloe vera plant is still there. It's sitting right there.
Oh.
I'm looking to put it in the ground soon.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, because nice. I believe in supporting.
Yes.
Looked and I thought it was a good cause. And I we just need to get, if we all could just come together and support one another. Like, you mm-hmm don't have to like me to support me. It's just to say that, hey, give a helping hand.
Yeah.
I don't have to like you to support you.
Yeah, yeah. True that, true that. Unique, say hello to my son. I didn't even realize I was still on Facebook Live. Say hello to my son,
yes,
Nathaniel.
Son.
Nathaniel is joining us on Facebook Live right now. I didn't even realize
I was
still on.
Hello.
Hey, son, how you doing? All right, so.
And guess what?
Mm.
You know, your beautiful wife, you know that we're just about family, right? We'll save that for off the air. Small world.
Oh, Lordy. Yes.
Lordy.
We could go talk a little bit later.
Off the air.
Yes, there. Hey, mm-hmm, Unique. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out to hang out with us and to introduce us a little bit to who you are, giving us a little bit of background to the person of Empress Unique. I want you to introduce for me your brand new single, What You Gonna Do, and we're going to bounce out with that. We're going to take a hard break on the radio side at the top of the hour, but we're going to use this to bounce into that, and then I get off on the Saturday Stew and say goodbye to Facebook Live officially. Introduce What You're Gonna Do for me, please. Wait.
Okay. Ladies
okay,
and
so
gentlemen,
we have 4 minutes.
I like to.
Before that, was there a story behind mm-hmm What You're Gonna Do? Just say yes or no.
There is no story.
Oh.
It's a realistic
oh
song that was written from the heart.
Oh. Okay.
Mm.
Introduce away.
Mm.
It's another secret ingredient that I'm going to probably have to bring you on to the night shift for that one. So
there you go.
Introduce the tune for me, please.
So I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others my new hit single, What You Gonna Do, produced by Reggae Global Entertainment. What You Gonna Do?
Than words can express. Empress Unique, thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Join us in the chat room on Reggae Global. There are some people there waiting to chat with you.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, catch you later. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for the support. I love you guys.
We love you. Bless up Harmony Town. Better late than never. Come join us on Reggae Global Radio. Y'all use up the link, reggaeglobalradio.com. This is a brand new tune from Empress Unique. Yeah, watch out for a new beginning, you know.
Why you love me so, you won't ever let me go.
Taking a quick break on the radio side.
Let me go.
Won't stick let around on the TV side. Those of you on Facebook Live, this is where I bounce off.
Over and over it goes.
Like come join us, reggaeglobalradio.com. Use a link. I'm gonna bounce on out of here with Pre-Life. So this is where I say see you all. Remember, y'all can get in touch with Red Fox at Original Red Fox on social media. I tell him DJ Kevin Stewart and say, yo, I must link you.
When I say I'm full, more than I come full, make it spill, overfill. Yo, Kevin Steele, Red Fox, Pray Life, you know. Jah created everyone, scholars and intellects, prophets, magicians, scientists, architects, living every man real life, God in flesh. Be a champion and don't you ever jealous. Step up in the Gideon and let them know you are the best. We be the thick, the shadow, and we don't know fear, no bad threat. Take it thick every second, life precious, don't it? Don't choke and run because you can't blow a breath. Just believe in yourself, me and beg you don't let nobody put you down, bow down to no threat. Stand firm, punch your ground, life so you own it. Words, power, and sound, speak out, sound it. You can be what you wanna, just think about it. Good words, faith, prayer, people, I'm solid. Like a blazing fire, them can't out it. Glory to the Messiah who told me don't quit. I shall not retire, I'm feeling so fit. Higher than higher, jump up and don't slip. Parasites, vampire, God take your own bit. The devil is a liar, you can't go around it. Pray life! Say that.
Yes, my people, check out I Red Funks on Reggae Global Radio every Saturday at 8 p.m. with Kev Steele, where I'll give you a pre-life. Brand new, good for you. Kick me like a ball if it was your dance, Sally. You hear that?
Greetings and salutations. This is DJ Kevin Stew inviting you to bubble up and simmer down with me in the Saturday Stew right here on Reggae Global Radio. Get ready for the special segment called The Secret Ingredient, where you may hear from your favorite artist or producer. Saturday Stew happens every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time exclusively on ReggaeGlobalRadio.com, where we get high on reggae.